It is said that every story stems from a source of truth. Sometimes the truth shines through, like a bright star on a dark sky. Other times it is dissolved into fantasy, scattered like the pieces of a wrecked ship in a raging storm. Some stories are meant to soothe the hearts of yearning souls, while others are meant to strike fear into the very core of the reckless. Tales of love, tales of hate, tales of death and life. Stories of great courage and overwhelming challenges. Those who seek to solve the mysteries of the world's older stories may find it hard to retain their sanity while doing so. I should know. I have been there myself. I have searched for the truth in places where no other living being would dare to go. I've looked into the eyes of many a drunken man while trying to assert the value of his word and advice. Everyone warned me against going here. The shore of this wretched place looks like an evil omen, the sharp rocks in the distance sticking up from the ocean like venomous teeth bent on my destruction. But I must know the truth, so I have to go there. I have dreamed about it for most of my life. Even as I write this, I hear them in the distance. The wind carries a faint echo of their song. I'm not under their spell yet, and I do not intend to fall under it either. I don't know what my fate will be after this point. The last part of my journey begins at dawn. Unsigned note discovered by the coast of Capri in the year 1844.
Welcome, honored traveler. Welcome to the home and domain of my kin. I trust you had a pleasant journey to this island. Excellent. Have a seat. You will find the grass that grows on these cliffs to be to your liking. I guarantee it. Why do you hesitate, fine traveler? Are you afraid? Do you fear me? No. I sense no fear in you, but you are guarded, are you not? I see. So you have heard the stories of my kind. The stories dripping with the blood of man. Those you have heard. And the tales of great desire. They have been shared freely among your people. Such is the nature of humans, I know. Do you understand why you have come here, lone traveler? Have you any idea what you are doing here? I thought so. You have heard the siren song before, have you not? Think, son of man, think. Yes, your dreams. Does it sound familiar? Come to me. Do you remember those words? Come and sit next to me. You have been welcomed. I summoned you here. Come and sit with me. Good. Let me take a look at you. You are a most handsome human. The strength of your arms, the build of your body, the features of your face, perfection. The depth of your soul is extraordinary. I was right in calling out to you. You do not fear us, so what are you searching for? Supreme knowledge of the unknown? The ability to attain extreme bliss? The woman of your own possession? I can give you all those things, if that is what you want. All it takes is your mortal vow. You must promise never to return to the world of men. Of course, you may turn around and leave, but be aware that doing so will break your spirit. You do not believe me? Think, child of humans. Reach inside yourself. Look inwards. Feel your desire. You have always heard my voice deep within your soul, have you not? Rejecting my cry of anguish will leave a void inside you that can never be filled no matter what you do. You may achieve recognition for your work, and you may find comfort in the arms of a loving woman. But it will never be enough to soothe the pain you feel. Forgive me, handsome traveler. It is my fault. You have sensed my longing in your dreams, because I dreamed about you. My dreams have been full of you, human. I have looked into your mind and seen all the women you have ever desired. Tell me now, is this body, this female before you, is she not the one you crave? Does your blood not boil when you look at her? Her body, young and fertile. It is not even covered up. Like the petty moral of mankind dictates it should be. My kind only cares for the sophisticated layers above the physical plane. We do not fear the bodies we wear. But tell me now, righteous male, does this body not wake your slumbering desire? I thought so. You created this body. It is your very own dream. Everything you desire in a woman is found in this being. Look at me. Don't tell me you don't like what you see. I can see it in your eyes. The need. How long has it been since a woman, this beautiful, offered herself to you so willingly? Yes, I am offering myself to you. That is what we sirens are, what we do. We call out to those who need us the most. we lead them here to grant them their innermost wishes. Sirens are the mistresses of temptation and disciples of passion, and our subjects, the men we summon to our home, we share with them but one night, only one night of intimacy, a night so full of passion and heat that nothing in your world compares to it. That is the only prize for a siren's services, attractive stranger. You must lay with this female if you seek to earn what you truly desire. Easy now. Don't back away from my touch. See? My hands are soft, are they not? They haven't even traveled beyond your shoulders, and yet you tremble against my touch. Indeed. Delicious. Come here. Yes, that is so much better. Nothing beats being this close to a woman you so badly want. Human, you are so attractive to my eye, and I feel how this body reacts to your presence. Just looking at you brings forth all sorts of emotions. All kinds of desires. It longs for your affection. It longs for the touch of human hands. It aches to be in your possession. Like an object or an insignificant animal. I can feel the heat inside. It's overflowing within. Oh, it warms me up. From the core and out into every inch of this body. Through the veins in my arms and into my hands. It curves inside my thighs and all the way down to my feet. It dries up my mouth and cascades down my spine. It swells my bosom right in front of your eyes. The passion fills my stomach until it runs over the edge and then all the way past the soft mound that crowns my... Oh, this feeling, this wet, warm feeling inside. I haven't felt it for so long. All of your life, I've waited for it, son of man. All this time, I've been waiting for you, yearning, aching, to see you and feel you through this body of mine. Shh, don't speak, not yet. Let me tell you something else before you make up your mind. Every time you heard my voice in your dreams, did you ever understand the words? One very
oh.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me for being what I am, this wretched creature that I am. You have already fallen under the spell, like all the men that have come before you. You don't even understand it, but you have. You are such a handsome man. I want to kiss you with these mortal lips. I want to kiss you so badly. If only I could keep you, help you. If only I had a heart capable of love and compassion. If only I felt with pure emotions, and not this eternal need for life itself. I'm so lonely. Yet, I know I only feel this way because it was how you created me. Emotions and feelings are for humans alone. I am a siren. I sing my song to draw men close. Only a man like you can fill the void in my soul. We formed this fantasy together, you and I. And as the night passes, I will come close to loving you. I'll care for you with the same emotions that you have bestowed upon the woman of your dreams. So sleep. Sleep, young one. Dream of me. Dream of the unearthly pleasure that awaits you. Dream of me as I lift the shirt over your head. Dream of me as I climb onto you, as I embrace you with my mouth, my arms, my tender, open sex. Dream of us as you hear my breaths of delight. Like a song in the back of your mind. Dream of us as you fall into blissful oblivion. Dream of us forever. Know that this siren will not forget you. Not ever.